Good morning. Welcome back from the Roscoe Morton Tower, the air show announcer's stand. I'm Steve Bose, and joining us right now is a perennial guest and a gentleman that I always enjoy talking with, and that is Senator Jim Inhofe. Glad to have you back here at Oshkosh. Welcome home.
Well, it's always nice. I want you to know, Steve, this is the 36th consecutive year that I've been here and on this platform, yep. As a matter of fact. So it's great to be back, but we have a mission this time, a little bit different than normal.
Right.
Could I go ahead with that?
Please do. Please
because,
do,
Because, you know, we did the Pilot's Bill of Rights.
Correct.
And I can remember talking about that up here, and we would not have gotten it passed 2 years ago if it hadn't been for Oshkosh, right up here. All you guys, you get them all together. There's some, 400,000 or so pilots that are, a lot of them are single-issue people.
Right.
And I remember 10 years ago when Bob Hoover, arguably the best pilot of all times, I'm a little prejudiced, but an FAA examiner took his license away from him, and I had to actually introduce legislation in the United States Senate to get it back. Now, the way I got that passed was I became to Oshkosh, and I made an appeal, and these people went home, and they hammered their senators until we were able to get this thing passed. Now, I'm doing the same thing. A lot of the people out there remember 2 years ago we did the Pilot's Bill of Rights. Well, there are some things that didn't quite go far enough, and a few new issues that I'll be glad to discuss. There probably won't be time, but there will be tomorrow. The key here is, if you'll get today's Air Venture magazine, that's the free magazine, you'll see on page 54, I list all of the United States senators that I have as co-sponsors to the Pilot's Bill of Rights, too. And we have 54 of them. Frankly, Steve, we got to have 60 to make it work. That's the way the Senate works. And so I'm here to get six more co-sponsors. I think we'll end up getting more than that. That's why it's important for anyone within earshot of us to get this morning's paper, look on page 54, and look up your state and see if your United States senators are co-sponsors. If not, you can hammer them. and it'll work, I know.
Yes.
See, that's the way the Senate works. Unless they hear from their constituents, they're not going to do something that's uncomfortable. Why get involved in something? Because you kind of have to take on, to some degree, the FAA. And that's a bureaucracy, and it's tough to take on bureaucracies. So anyway, we're addressing a lot of things in this. The main thing of contention is the third-class medical. As we all know, the light aircraft has been exempt from the third class medical now for several years, and that has not produced any deaths, any injuries. There's no safety issue there. So we're extending that exemption of the third class medical to airplanes up to 6,000 pounds and six passengers, and can go up to 18,000 feet. And so with that exemption, the idea is, If you're healthy enough to drive a car, you ought to be healthy enough to fly an airplane.
Right.
And we also know about the problems with inconsistencies. I've had people that have had health conditions, maybe in Chicago, and their examiner up there will put them out of the business. And the same thing could happen in Alabama, and they'd say they'd be flying the next day. So we need to reform that. That's exactly what we're doing in this, and it goes much further, which we can kind of talk about tomorrow. Though I think the main message today that I'm going to have is that we all have right in front of you the names of the ones who are our friends. There are many in the United States Senate, I hope, that are just not willing to be co-sponsors, but will still vote with us. Here's something that you may not know. Even you, Bob, in your infinite wisdom, you may have overlooked this, but I'm the sponsor of a bill called the Highway Reauthorization Bill. We're going to have amendments starting on Monday. One of the amendments is going to be the Pilot's Bill of Rights, too. It'll be introduced by one of my good friends, who I'm a conservative Republican. He's a Democrat. It's Joe Manchin. I will be carrying that on the floor. If that amendment passes, that'll be a part of the Highway Reauthorization Bill, which has to be signed by the 31st of this month.
Okay.
That means this thing could be a reality at the end of this month.
Wow.
Now, if that doesn't happen, don't get stressed out. That just means we have to go back and introduce it as we would as a freestanding bill. That's why it's so important that anyone who finds that they have a senator who's not a co-sponsor, and they know that person, or they want to get together a group to call and harass them, this is their opportunity to do it. And it could make the difference on whether or not our amendment passes on Monday or Tuesday.
Okay. And what advice do you have to us voters when contacting our representatives, our senators, to encourage them to sponsor this bill?
What I would do, Steve, I'd say, you know, I just got back from Oshkosh. We have about 500,000 pilots up there and under one roof, or out in the open.
Yeah.
And I noticed that the list of 54 co-sponsors of the Pilots of Bill of Rights, too, you're not one of them. And I just want you to know that that's, in my opinion, that's the most, you know, important concern that I have. And so if you personalize it, it doesn't do any good to call another state. But right. You call someone in your own state, they will listen. And so that's the message. Just got back from Oshkosh. There might be an amendment coming up that would have the Pilots Bill of Rights. I hope that you'd support it. And ask them, are you planning to support it? Now, one thing you want to find out, you want to get answers.
Okay.
You know, so many people in the Senate and the House are gifted at saying, well, we're going to give it serious consideration and all this. No, you want a firm yes or no.
Okay.
And so I can promise you this, Steve, if a volume of people do it, we'll have the same positive result that we had in passing the first Pilots Bill of Rights, because right. It was here at Oshkosh that we were able to get this thing done. And I can, you know, I can thank both the EAA and the AOPA for emphasizing this. We were short several, we didn't have nearly even 40 votes or co-sponsors until just about 2 weeks ago, when both the EAA and the AOPA sent out an urgent message to their members saying to encourage your senators to be co-sponsors. All of a sudden, we got 19 wow. in one fell swoop. So you guys are a lot more important than you think you are.
That's amazing.
So we need your help, you guys.
There you go. Do you want to
let me do this. I know you have a hard break coming up in 5 minutes, and if do I have until then?
You do?
Well, I'd like to mention a couple of things that we'll get into more details tomorrow. The Pilots Bill of Rights 2 covers some things that didn't really work. You know, I was one of those who people would come to me and say, you know, I've been abused by the FAA. They are claiming that I had an infraction that I really didn't have, and would you help me? And I've done that. But until it happened to me, that was 3 years ago.
Right.
And down in South Texas, I had to land it on a runway that they're doing work on. And they claimed that there's a NOTAM on it and all of that. Well, I found out what it's really like to be one of the last victims of the last system in America where you are guilty till proven innocent. I could not get the information in terms of what they're saying I did that was wrong. I couldn't get the evidence they had against me. I couldn't get the voice recording because I had the Cameron County or the Rio Grande Valley mm-hmm. approach control cleared me to land on the very runway that I landed on. And it took me, a United States Senator, 4 months to get that. I'm not sure, Steve, whether you would ever have gotten it
no.
if it had been you. And so that is one of the things that we corrected. Second thing is, so I ended up getting a voice recorder where I was cleared to land. The second thing is, they claimed that there was a NOTAM. Well, the NOTAM was published, and I said, no, there wasn't a NOTAM. And I know how to look for NOTAMs because I've been doing this. I've been flying for a lot of years.
Quite a few years.
A lot longer than you've been alive. and we weren't able to get that. So now the bill that we passed, Pilots Bill of Rights, said you have to publish NOTAMs in a certain place. Well, they haven't done it. So we put teeth in that. So there's one central location, and our teeth are so strong that if they refuse to do it, they can't even use that as evidence.
Okay.
So they are going to cooperate on this. They've given us some cooperation so far. And let me say, I have a lot of friends in the FAA that are really good people and really are helpful to aviation. However, it's still a bureaucracy. And a bureaucracy is a bureaucracy, whether it's the EPA or the FAA or the EDA or any right. of the rest of them. And so... we just want to be sure that their general aviation's concerns are met. They have the same privileges as other Americans have, and that's what this is all about. There are many other things that we'll kind of, if we have time tomorrow, we can go over one by one.
Sure.
But I know we're down to a couple of 3 minutes now. But there are several things that you'll see and hear that weren't there before. For example, we're going to cover other certificate holders other than just pilots. That would be others, individuals, the mechanics and others who should be entitled to the same advantages. We are going to have a Good Samaritan law extended to pilots so that they, at the end of a period of time, they're going to be able to have the same benefits that everybody else has, and which today they don't. And so we'll go over all of those in detail. And I just want to say this. It's been my honor. I have a son who's out here, James Mountain and off the second, and a grandson out here that are Jimmy's been with me all 36 years in a row that we've come to Oshkosh.
Right.
And initially, I wasn't even in the United States Senate. And yet, that's when he got the idea. You get all these pilots together in one place, and they respond if you need them. Well, you guys, I want you to listen carefully. We need you now. We need 6 more co-sponsors of the Pilots Bill of Rights, too. We don't have much time. If you're going to help us, you got to help us by Monday at the latest. That is making a personal contact to your senator. If you don't do it, it's going to be too late because we're going to have an amendment probably in the next day after that that will make this a reality at the end of this month.
Excellent. Take a look at AirVenture today, page 54. It has the list of all the current sponsors. And if your senator is not on there, give them a call and ask them why. And get, as Senator Inhofe says, get a straight answer, yes or no.
Well, and read the whole article because it covers a lot of the things right. that are in the Pilots Bill of Rights, too. And then it lists out the senators.
Good.
All right?
And just quickly, your forum tomorrow, what time and where?
Oh, we have a forum tomorrow at 10 o'clock in Pavilion 1.
And that's going to wrap up our show for today. Senator Inhofe, great to have you here once again, and we'll look forward to your forum tomorrow morning. The program From the Stand is brought to you by the Commemorative Air Force. See the newest addition to their aircraft fleet. That's All Brother, the C-47 that led the D-Day mass paratroop drop. And That's All Brother is on Boeing Plaza. You can follow the progress of their restoration on CAF's Facebook page as well. We'll wrap things up today. Tomorrow, we will talk with Steve McGaughey from the Seaplane Pilots Association and also spend some time with EAA President Jack Pelton reflecting on AirVenture Oshkosh 2015 and looking forward in the future of EIA and the future of aviation. And that is our show for today. From the stand, I'm Steve Buss.